Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
For your spring and summer items, and you'll look fantastic. Bill and Sword, 1011 Oak Street in downtown Conway on Facebook and Instagram.
There's an old saying in Tennessee. I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios.
Fool me once. Shame on you.
Here are David Basil, Roger Scott, and Justin Moore.
Fool me, we can't get fooled again.
Man, one of these days, I want to get the Mount Rushmore of goofy things that presidents have said. There's got to be one. Listen,
that's awesome.
We know that Biden's had one. We know Trump's got him himself. Who else has said? So, you know, watching the FDR movie. Something on FDR, I think it was, on Netflix, and hearing Herbert Hoover say, yeah, listen, government, this depression thing, government, it ain't our job to help you. Yeah, maybe something, one of those type things.
Reagan had a line like that. He was trying to quote John Adams, who said, facts are stubborn things, and Reagan said, facts are stupid things.
Yeah.
Which, you know, kind of as a precursor to the current era that we're in. So.
And it's a little shocking that they're not more malprops, regardless of whomever
party.
Of course. Because the president is speaking so much. I mean, that's in effect what they do.
Like
they
lead saying a lot of stuff.
Imagine how many we would have had we actually seen any of Biden in that 4 years he was president. But they were hiding him in the basement.
Let's go back to Woodrow Wilson. Let's see some of the things he might have said.
Oh, yeah.
There's some that were horrible.
Well, I think, yes. He probably did say a few things.
But
he was bedridden, and his wife was running the country, that was the problem.
Wasn't Reagan towards the end also?
Maybe. Oh, my God. Blasphemy. Blasphemy.
Sure.
Unproven blasphemy.
He was.
You know what? Yeah, right. And so was, let's see, LBJ said some silly things.
Yes.
Oh, he said hilarious things.
What's your point?
Yeah. Maybe the silliest was, let's commit another 150,000 troops to Vietnam.
You know, I ain't going to be the first president to lose a war.
Boy.
Okay, it's cutting me.
In these troubled times.
Yep. I think he said bunghole, too.
That man.
He did.
Is Bill Vickery.
Hold up.
Hey, hold up. That's my job. He was the star quarterback at Van Buren High School. He's the son of a sheriff. He's a capitalist. So you know he's getting paid for this. Here is Arkansas's most eligible bachelor, Bill Vickery, presented by Arkansas's best Chevy dealers. Just like Bill eats up the airwaves, the Chevy Colorado eats up the terrain with 5 available gears. And the Silverado has the muscle to tow. Chevrolet, let's drive.
Shout out to Saline County police officers, both county and city, with the city of Benton, I guess. There is no break-in at my home, so my alarm system is calling you, it's because the power's out and my wife's leaving the house and all those type
no
things.
No need to respond.
Scott
home.
I couldn't even give my... Right. And I use Encore technology. Encore is my alarm system. I don't know my password. If it ain't on my little finger where I can, I don't remember what it is. I use the same thing for everything. At least I used to. So any police, I had the police come to the house, I don't know, several months ago. And, you know, they're asking me all kinds of questions. Let me tell you something. I want you to ask me all kinds of questions. If you come to my house, I want you to know that it's the people are supposed to be there. If somebody's using a credit card of mine, if it's me, I want you to ask me for my ID. Mm-hmm. I'm not upset about that whatsoever. Mm. How about you, Bill? You've got all kinds of throwaway phones, IDs.
Cuff you when they started asking questions?
They didn't cuff me, but I was nervous. I almost turned myself in. You got me. I actually thought, this story's not believable. There's no way in hell he's going to believe that I actually believe her. I started gathering up things and started going, can I take this with me to jail?
Right.
I thought it was. I actually thought I was going to go to jail because I couldn't prove that I belonged there.
You would be very popular in jail.
Papers, please.
Whoa.
boy.
I didn't mean that like it sounded. No, he's funny. He would make these guys are depressed and they're bored. And Roger could do his routine.
There's
he could make
no
everybody
way. There's
laugh.
No,
Christian, get your mind out of the gutter, young man.
That's
not what I meant. No, not the sisters.
Everybody thought you meant it that way.
No, the boys in cell block C. Hello.
Well, that might have happened too, but I
right. Yeah, anyway. These are some nice cutoff shorts. Put them on.
Well, it's like, you know, at the end of Seinfeld, Jerry's doing his act in prison. Roger could do his act.
Yeah,
you know,
they
that
booed
was
him
a, you know, the end of that. The last line was one of the first lines from the
the
pilot.
Button.
The button is
the
too, high.
Too high.
Which it is too high.
It was too high.
It was too high. It was
the worst place possible.
You're a Seinfeld guy. You're a Seinfeld guy. We all love it. Christian, you're a Seinfeld guy.
I'm a Seinfeld guy.
You're a Seinfeld guy?
Yeah.
Yes, you are.
Yeah.
What do you talk about that? What do you talk about that? Well, welcome to the show, Billy V.
Yes.
I was able to listen to you. Here's what you do. You go to for Pigskin, because I was telling him I didn't get to listen to your show until late yesterday after early evening, and I was able to catch up.
Yes.
What you do is you just go to X. You go to the Buzz X page or whatever streaming service you use. I don't know if what Todd puts them all on. You go there and you scroll down and you find a show. You start watching it from the beginning.
Well, I hated that I missed it yesterday.
It's still there.
This week, I'm going to go back and listen to yesterday's show.
Yeah, you can do it. You can go back. That's how you can listen to this. Now, you can go to our website, and you can go to the podcast and all that sort of thing. But that's how I listen to all of our shows. I do it via streaming on X.
It's amazing to me, Bill, that all of the folks that are right, center right, have really enjoyed all of these visitors, or as Roger calls them, foreigners.
It's foreigners
who've invaded our country for the World Cup, but they're enjoying the fruit of the U.S. of A.
And the you know the beauty of watching all these folks on social media, and I think a lot of people look. I played it yesterday on the. You want to talk about something that was moving,
right?
A World Cup soccer match in Seattle.
Now, singing the national anthem.
On paper, if you looked at that and said, there'll be a bunch of knees taken. And no. In one of the most stirring renditions. And it is, you're right, full-throated national anthem.
Never heard it sung with more gusto in my life.
It could have been a Rangers hockey match.
Yes.
It could have been an Iron Bowl. It could have been a Michigan-Notre Dame or Michigan-Ohio State. Mm. You know what I mean? I think there is a general consensus across most political stripes that to watch these folks come here from the Pacific Rim, from the continent of Africa, from South America, from Europe, and revel in the American middle class. I mean, to go into Walmart like it's a museum or Bucky's. Or Texas
Bass Pro
Road,
Shop.
Bass Pro Shop.
All the great things that have made this country what it is.
What I love is there's a British couple, and they're outside of a container store. And the husband's saying to the wife, it's a store with containers. It contains, just containers.
Where is that bit on here?
Morning Mayhem Monday.
Monday, okay.
And so it has been fun in advance of our... Is it possible, Pigskin, that a German tourist is now leading a rebirth of American patriotism... Maybe bigger than the 250th celebration.
Awesome.
All right, listen. This is 2 minutes. There's a little narration on it. It's the best one that I could find just to illustrate some of your point, and then we can discuss that.
We need to take a minute to appreciate the beauty of the United States of America.
Americans, your country is so beautiful.
Happening right now is one of the most heartwarming and endearing trends Americans may ever watch on social media.
Casey.
And I promise, once you start seeing this, you will not be able to wipe the smile from your face.
Ice cream cake. It's an ice cream cake. But what?
The trend I'm talking about
refills.
Is traveling to the United States for the very first time.
Look at how many drinks they have.
Many Europeans and others are visiting the U.S. right now for the World Cup, tasting American foods, visiting Walmart and truck stops, strolling through our rural towns, and seeing parts of America that many believed too good to be true.
This is probably normal for you guys in America, but coming from the U.K.,
This is enormous.
Wall of
with
potato
more and
chips.
More posts popping yes. up every day, hundreds of international travelers are stunned by the America they only ever saw in movies and TV.
I've just gone to the Walmart here in the United States, and you wouldn't believe the size of these milk jugs.
Discovering an America that is safe and clean and friendly.
You can't make this stuff up. This place is, it is home for me now, and I feel so safe. I mean, I can go down an alleyway. I mean, when last did you walk down in South Africa in an alleyway? You'd be dead in a second.
For many visiting for the first time, America is every bit a fairy tale.
I can refill this 1,000 times, and it's free.
Refills. You paid for it, you paid it.
Once.
Bro, slow down.
Cheers, another one.
Beautiful food, stunning vistas and views, filled with the kindest, most outgoing people.
Oh my, lordy lord. We just don't make food like this in England.
If you have not yet seen this, you absolutely have to give it a try.
How about that, Bill?
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
Listen, I know there's some cynics out there. I won't say whom. that just believe that there may, and there may be, there just may be, but
I'm not saying everyone is pandering.
I did not mention
there's
your name.
Some.
I did not mention your name, Christian. I was trying to protect you from that because I love you. And you know that. Care. So the other part of that is it's just like we were talking about. A buddy of mine, Mike Garner, sent me some video of that O's guy that reads minds and does all that.
Yeah.
He said, he's telling you how he's doing it. It's now you can see behind the curtain. I don't want to know that. I want to be able to believe
now,
that
minute.
There's
Hang
something.
On. Hang on, Roger. Maintain your optimism. Don't let Christian's dark heart. Don't let the cynicism of this soon-to-be 30-year-old young man with all his life ahead of him.
They did it to him.
Deep in the quicksand of cynicism. Don't. No. You be that starry-eyed kid that loves America.
I'm a 62-year-old boy still loving this country. I have an American flag in my yard.
Yes.
I have a backup. When that one tears up,
right.
I put another one
up. A backup flag.
Listen, Christian and I occasionally text during these soccer matches because we know that most of the folks around here
I don't have anyone else to talk to about it.
Christian and I have each other. And Christian, we
I'm
were both.
I'm not saying you shouldn't.
We
I'm
were
down.
Both excited the other day.
I'm down with OPP.
This. Listen, I'm saying this about Christian. Christian is a patriot, and he. I said, Christian, what about this? This is a perfect moment from the national anthem to the good feelings about the red, white, and blue. And Christian said, yeah. My DNA was tested, and it's USA. That was Christian.
Okay.
So that was our young, brilliant cynic that said that.
Yeah.
So
he's
on board. Good job.
Got to root for America. Got to root for America in international competition.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, you root for yes. Where else would you?
I mean, I like some other countries.
But no, listen. It is. I know. But listen. I was trivia last Thursday night at Mainline Sports Bar. I saw she came. She was at a. She went to a viewing. Someone had passed. She came to Mainline Sports. My fourth grade teacher. Still looks a little Mrs. Grisham. My fourth grade teacher, and I'm looking at. She taught me how to read. She taught me how to use a pen.
You couldn't read until the fourth grade.
That was going to be my.
Could not.
Pigskin, I was with you on that one. Though. Hang on
Roger,
a second.
That should have been like a couple of years before.
She told me the same thing. She told me the same thing.
Come on over there, Forrest. Let's get it together, man.
She said, Roger, I didn't teach you how to read. You already knew. I said, no.
Okay.
I said, no. Listen, it was the youth in me that was going, because I remember those days fondly. Of course I remember Mrs. Martin, my first grade teacher. She was a hottie, too. She was a smoke show. Mrs. Martin, she's still around as well. Yes, I learned how to read
Must
there.
Be something about the inflection point of fourth grade. Mine was Miss Mangle. Gorgeous. Absolutely gorgeous.
If I may be so bold.
Fourth graders.
Miss Grisham and Miss Courtney, they taught me how to read more betterer.
There we go.
Okay? All right, does that make you feel better? But yes, I will not give up that cynicism. I want to be the little Haley Joel Osment. I want to see dead people. I want to be able to still see this country and see the good of people.
You want to believe.
I don't want to be a cynical, but guess what? The world is making me more cynical and crusty. I don't want to be that guy.
Fight back.
I'm fighting back, Bill.
Stay Jimmy Stewart.
Stay gold, pony boy. Stay gold.
Stay right there.
You want the moon?
Let me just do this. Just got a message from Jimmy Stewart.
Okay.
Jimmy with an IE. Jimmy Stewart. The tournament was a huge success, and all numbers aren't in, but they definitely hit their goal. Aaron Lewis, a guitar, brought over $1,000 alone. That's from where Baz and I were up at Daly's Golf Tournament for the VFW up that way on Friday's show.
Caught
which
some
was
of that.
Epic.
Very good.
Epic show.
It was.
That we had up there. So that's to Jimmy Stewart. And yes, Bill, that's the way I want to feel. Now, you feel that way, don't you?
Yeah, of course.
I mean, about something.
You
now,
can't,
let me
man.
Ask you this.
Come on.
Because I didn't realize this. America. There was a guy that was all over, he was from Europe, all over Hot Springs, and he went up to Fayetteville and Bentonville and all that a couple of weeks before the World Cup started. Was he part of this group, or was it? I thought it was just this guy was just discovered America. Maybe he was part of this. Does anybody know what I'm talking about? There was this guy from England who was in Hot Springs, who was all over Hot Springs.
I've been on a scouting party.
Yeah, I think that's a different, maybe a different thing. But maybe while he's over here, he's checked out a match.
You know, it is interesting because to see the social media reaction, and that's also a new dynamic that, you know, just the intense saturation of social media.
Yeah.
Everyone's able to get on, and then you go. That it's not just these people aren't going to Michelin star restaurants or Broadway productions or
going to Taco Bell.
They are going on the great American middle class road trip. They are driving us now. There's a couple of truck stops between here and Mulberry that I would advise them not to stop. Or if you're
lot lizards,
if you're on your own, maybe. But
that one dude. I'm sorry, Bill.
No, but the idea here is just a couple of things really struck me Sunday morning, and that was that this is what it's like. If you take off in your car and you drive from here to, you know, Pensacola or whatever, here to Denver or what, and you stop along the way, this is the same thing that good middle-class 100%. Americans do every year.
Flyover country.
And it's exactly right. And you see how just blown away they are by the enormous nature of capitalism, really, more than anything else. But then I also said, I do think we're exporting diabetes to the rest of the world,
too. Oh, my gosh,
too.
You did say that.
You know what I mean?
No doubt about that.
I think some poor Asian grandfather in 25 years is going to go, that trip to America, that's why they had to cut my foot off. Oh my
son, you can't eat bags of famous Amos chocolate chip cookies. Ranch, you can't do it.
And the ranch dressing industrial complex has really taken over.
Cut my foot off.
Well, you know, you never heard of it.
Yes.
Oh, man, that's a Crawford County staple right there. Well, what happened to Paul? Well, sugar diabetes took his foot.
Well, so that's lifestyle. I mean, that's lifestyle diabetes.
Well, yes, not like genetics.
Like,
I'm just
lifestyle
saying.
Lifestyle cancer.
If you go to Texas Roadhouse, you know, and you eat that enough, while it is fantastic,
you don't see it.
You kind of got to, you know, moderate. But these folks are immersing themselves in
an overweight Asian is a unicorn.
Is that what you're saying? But I'm saying maybe one goes back and is like, I was great, but boy, too many chicken fried steaks at the World Cup.
What happened
and those
to your
big
foot?
Gulps, and that's why they had to take my foot.
what happened to your foot?
There you go.
It's a great story behind it, is what it is. Well, you and I are a lot alike, and you, listen, it's summertime. And people are going to start, just like with Chris Kane, he just got on his anniversary, and they're still going to do a summer vacay, with the family and do all that. We're getting ready to do, you know, we were planning on a summer vacay with our family for next year, trying to get everybody together. You know, maybe
Kennedy style, compounds. What do I think of there? Move over, Mary Jo.
Maybe I get an Airbnb and get the whole family in. You fly in your own way, but we'll take care of the accommodations.
There you go, Teddy.
That's what Joe did down at Palm Beach.
Yeah,
exactly. But you know, to be able to go and do that, I love going around to see other parts of this great country. I feel a lot safer. I mean, the Constitution and your constitutional rights stop at the door of the border. You know, wherever you're going somewhere, I feel safe in knowing that I've got some people here who would fight to get me back. You know, there might be some value in me. I don't know what it would be.
When you say get you back, are you talking about taking
me back into a country?
You're trying to smuggle a piece into Mexico here? Gun running or what?
No, I would not do any of that. But I'm just, you know, but again, this is the greatest country in the world. And do we have flaws? Yeah. We're still just a baby as far as country goes. Are we a toddler yet? As far as countries go with 250 years, what would we be? Would be a toddler? Would we be kindergarten? I don't know.
Probably teenager.
Yeah, I think we're entering our teen years.
We're teen years.
It's getting a little weird around here,
so it's
too.
Awkward.
So.
It is awkward right now.
Yeah.
Okay, it's awkward.
Pimples.
We're in our teen years.
Yeah.
We're
acne.
In our teen years.
Acne.
But I would. You wouldn't want to be anywhere else, would
don't,
you?
Don't come in here, Europe. Is that what we're thinking now? Is that where we might be as a country?
With what's going on over there. Bill, let me ask you these questions here. Your favorite color?
Oh, wow. Is this?
Yes,
this is fourth grade.
That ricocheted very quickly.
You're going to be in high profile, Bill. Yes. Roger's running his own poll.
Your favorite color?
Green.
Your first job? Very first job?
Kearney Farms in Alma, Arkansas. Farmhand.
Farmhand. What were you doing?
Moving irrigation pipe and watermelon patches.
Nice.
PVC?
Biggest problem there was you picked up a snake.
There's no doubt.
I mean, that was
always...
Were they
out there sometimes?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you had to wear the big boots on. And, mm-hmm. I mean, that was not...
I don't want
that. That was, that was a tough one.
What's your go-to comfort outfit or pair of shoes?
I don't know. Just a pair of shorts and a t-shirt, I guess.
All right. Your guilty pleasure TV show or a movie?
Well, we can't say that on the air.
Yes, you can.
Can we?
Sure you can.
Can you say guilty pleasure?
Guilty pleasure. Guilty pleasure TV show. Now, for me, for instance, it's the Housewives shows. I love those. I love some of those reality shows. That's a guilty pleasure.
A lot of mine are nostalgia TV shows.
What is it? Give
me one. A Charlie's Angels, Starsky and Hutch.
Okay.
Manix. But way ahead of its time because he had an African-American secretary, and she had a major role on the show, and Mike Connors. I mean,
she died months before anybody found her. Let me ask you this. Is that because some of those shows, like a Manix, is that because you remember your dad fondly or something like that, or yourself?
I just remember it invokes a quainter time in life.
Okay.
Or what you think it was.
Speaking
right?
of which, why don't they show on reruns Angie Dickinson
Policewoman? Oh,
sure.
Man.
That was the bomb back then.
I got that
Christian, you'd love that show. You need to watch it.
I got a police woman, and then I got a Dandy Don Meredith in police. Where he was.
Story.
Police Story.
Police Story.
He was one of the guest detectives, and it was Don Meredith. And I thought, greatest acting quarterback ever.
Don was like a Roger Scott quality raconteur.
Yes.
He could tell stories and have adventures and make people laugh.
That's a compliment.
Yeah,
it was.
Compliment. Yeah, but Angie Dickinson, even in Police Woman, you got to figure that was it was 40.
And here's my thought:
42,
when I found
43?
Out that Burt Bacharach got bored with her and kicked her down the road, I'm like, son, what is wrong with you?
Yeah,
that was a fine woman from the Dakotas.
Oh, yeah, she's gorgeous.
And what's a weird random fact about you? I'll throw one away. Just giving out. I use wipes.
Wet wipes in the bathroom?
I do. That's a weird random fact. Just that you're going to need that for the fact. I just do.
Okay.
So go ahead. What's a weird fact? What's a weird random? It's a random, weird random fact. There.
Oh, I wish I could describe Bill's facial expression at this point. I don't know that I have the words.
I set a tone. I want you to know where you can go.
Okay, but I'm not going to. it's because, I mean...
Some things you can't scrub from your mind.
Right,
Bill.
Exactly.
That's
that really threw me off.
Right off the top of your head, what's a weird random fact about you, Pig,
well,
Christian?
Not that.
Well, come on.
A weird random fact about me, and I haven't done it in a long time, but I still can. I can put my feet behind my head.
Okay.
Boy.
Well, that'll come in handy.
Yeah.
No, it really won't, because I never
Roger, I'll give you the fact.
I don't think that beats my wife either.
I have a secret desire to have all the dogs. I want all dogs to be at my house. All dogs.
Okay. That is a
my
weird...
My wife told me I need another dream.
Okay.
She said that dream's not going to happen.
That's a weird random fact. Weird random fact. That's a fact.
So do you think, like, when you're driving down the road and you see a random just dog...
dog should be with me.
Okay.
I should invite that dog to my house.
Anything
I need to
take
that dog
give it
home.
Treats
you
and we'd walk and have adventures.
Little known fact, I have a Morning Mayhem t-shirt that somebody gave me.
Thank you. You do indeed. You don't even know where it is, though.
It's
that's
somewhere.
The beautiful part of that.
You know what? It's in the house somewhere.
It is probably something you polish your shoes with.
No, it's somewhere in the house.
And it's in a dust rag?
No.
That's where all old clothes growing up used to go. They'd be a dust
I
rag.
Have that same shirt. I should have worn it today, but I got to go to work afterward, and I don't work in t-shirts usually. So.
It is National HVAC Tech Day. Hug an HVAC Tech guy. Yeah. When we come back, it's National Onion Ring Day and National Kissing Day. We'll speak about those when we come back as well. And, Bill, you touched on an article in Walter Hall's column yesterday. Yes. We'll talk about that, too.
Yeah.
I think he was being very kind in saying that the Razorbacks would make the cut, you know, at 24. We'll be back. It is Morning Mayhem on a rainy, stormy power out in Saline County day.
The Buzz's Ticker on our social media platforms presented by Luxury Pool and Spa in Conway and Russellville, celebrating 50 years in business. LuxuryPoolArkansas.com.
This is SportsCenter.
In the World Cup, Team USA advanced to the round of 32 by beating Australia 2-0. America has now won consecutive games at the World Cup for the first time since 1930. In those two games, they've scored 6 goals. The most goals they've ever scored at a World Cup is 7. They'll play their final group stage game on Thursday against Turkey, who has already been eliminated. On Saturday, Curaçao got its first ever point by drawing 0-0 against Ecuador. Their goalkeeper, Aloy Rome, made 15 saves in the game. Yesterday, Spain bounced back from their shocking tie against Cabo Verde by beating Saudi Arabia 4-0, while Cabo Verde got a 2-2 tie against Uruguay. They have a high chance of advancing to the round of 32 if they beat or tie Saudi Arabia on Friday. Today, the action starts at noon with Argentina taking on Austria. At 4, France will face Iraq. Norway and Senegal will go at it at 7, and the last game of the day will see Algeria take on Jordan at 10. The first three games can be seen on Fox, while the final one will be on FS1. I'm Christian Weaver with the Buzz Radio Network.
Weather from the Fletcher Weather Center with KARK's Pat Walker.
Rain and thunderstorms this morning. Some storms could be strong, but also very heavy rainfall is possible. This afternoon, we'll have some clearing. We'll get back up to 86 degrees. Tonight, mainly clear in the evening. Clouds increase overnight. We'll have a low of 70, plus a 30% chance of showers before sunrise tomorrow. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
New Benihana promotion, Monday and Tuesday, lunch and dinner, 10% off of everything on the menu. Come to Benihana's.
The board-certified, fellowship-trained physicians at Martin Orthopedics provide complete care for students, adults, and athletes. At Martin Orthopedics, the surgeons and staff pay exceptional attention to every patient's needs. When you go to Martin Orthopedics, every member of the team aims to help patients return to their normal daily activities or playing the sport they love without pain. Whether it's your knee, hip, or shoulder, the physicians at Martin Orthopedics stand ready to assist. For more information or to set up your consultation online, go to martinortho.care.
Hi, folks. It's Chris Zender here at Frank Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Sherwood. When you're in the market for a new Dodge Chrysler Jeep or Ram, we hope you give us a chance to earn your business. Here's some things to consider. Fletcher Dodge has been family-owned dealer here in Sherwood for over 25 years. We know how to take care of our customers to keep them coming back. Every Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram dealer pays the same price for their vehicles. It's the dealer that makes the difference. We'll give you the best deal up front. No haggling, no arguing. We make it easy to buy a new vehicle, and we'll pay you more for your trade-in. Compare our deal to anybody's, and you'll buy from us. Come see us today for the deal of a lifetime on new Dodge Chrysler Jeep or Ram. At Frank Fletcher Dodge, you always get the best price, the lowest finance rate, and more for your trade. And we promise you a hassle-free buying experience. We want to be your dealer for life. Shop Fletcher Dodge in Sherwood before you buy anywhere else. Just tell us what you're looking for, and we'll make you a deal. Come see us in person at Fletcher Dodge on Warden Road in Sherwood or shop online at FletcherDeals.com.
An evening with legendary comedian Jeff Foxworthy.
But they have a rule in my neighborhood. If you walk your dog and your dog does his business in somebody else's yard, you need to get a little plastic bag, pick it up, and dispose of it. So you drive through my neighborhood and there's all these attractive women walking around with poo-poo purses.
Jeff Foxworthy live. Saturday, July 11th, Saracen Casino Event Center. Get tickets now through Ticketmaster.
Hi, this is Quinn Grover. When you need expert health care, UAMS Health is here for you. From cancer and heart care to neurology, obstetrics, orthopedics, and more, UAMS Health provides advanced care across a wide range of specialties, backed by research, innovation, education, and a commitment to improving lives. That's care you can trust. From UAMS Health, the official orthopedics and sports medicine provider for Razorback Athletics. For appointments, call 501-686-8000.
Let's keep the good vibes going. Morning Mayhem is back on the air. Live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
100%. Now, does it make sense? Make a little better sense?
I understand what you're getting at.
Okay.
Outstanding. You're a complex man. Are a complex man.
But here's the thing. It's just like, if I may, I was using it. But my complexity, if you will, does not impede on your way of life.
Right, no.
See what I'm saying? It doesn't impede on my family.
Roger, as Walt Whitman would have said of you, Roger Scott contains multitudes.
Exactly.
Well said, Pigskin.
It's what it is.
Well said.
It's what it is. It's like we were talking about off the air when it comes to politicians or anybody. If there's any kickbacks or anything like that, any kickbacks in where somebody can change a law, that affects all of us. If somebody is beholden to somebody,
yes.
So you would take the kickbacks, but not change the law.
It would not affect you.
I appreciate it.
It would not affect you. It would not affect you.
Yes. Yes, they gave me money, but I did not vote the way they wanted me to. Therefore, there is no quid pro quo.
That's why they're mad at me now.
You know.
You get in and get out. You know what? You know.
That's what the members of Congress that were involved in Abscam said.
Abscam.
We took the Sheikh's money, but we didn't really vote the way he wanted.
Tell me how old you are without telling me how old you are.
Abscam.
I saw the Abscam tapes live. I saw them when they happened.
Sam Irwin on Watergate. I remember it all.
Oh, yeah.
It is. Morning Mayhem. Roger Scott, Christian Weaver. I want to say thank you to Chris Kane for stopping in and Trader Bills. Appreciate him. And his company.
Chevy dealers. I passed one of those Silverados again. And for whatever reason, every time I see that truck now, it's got some big, burly man's man driving it. You know what I mean? Like, there's no soccer fan.
So my secretary at the Pinnacle Church of Christ drives one of those trucks. Mm-hmm. She might weigh 97 pounds.
She would be then the exception.
The exception to the rule. Because it's usually big, burly guys. You're right.
Yes.
That's the way it is. Shout out to who did I write the name down of a fella? See if I have it right here.
That previous discussion's thrown everything off.
No. Don't let that bother you. Don't let anything that I've got to get in the way.
I got
to
get my head back
of your conversation. Absolutely, absolutely. I have it somewhere. Did you tell me your weird random fact about you?
I had a Morning Mayhem T-shirt.
Oh, that's right. Okay, that's right.
That is weird and random.
Yeah. And so you're gonna leave it at that.
Just leave.
You won't go wipes. That's a watermark.
That is something. But yes, no, we'll be discussing that.
All right, Bill.
But you have a complex routine, and I admire you for sticking to that.
You know what? There are some things.
Are there any potions or lotions or elixirs involved as you finish up in the loo?
Well, they're
powder up, maybe
they're alcohol free.
Alcohol free. What about nothing perfumed?
No,
you don't have any lavender scent or anything.
No, it burns.
Roger trusts the process.
He does that.
He trusts the process.
That's an elaborate process.
It doesn't cause one ripple in anybody else's life.
No,
it's what I do. It's what I do. And guess what? And I do it for you, as someone who stands close to me.
This is a country where you're free to do that.
Thank you.
That is America.
Still is for a little while. Bill, let's talk about something that you talked about yesterday. And that is, Chris Kane, I'm still waiting on you. And that is what Wally was talking about.
What Wally's column.
Yeah.
Yes.
You have that in front of you?
Yeah.
Because I lost mine.
So Thursday was the markup in the Senate Commerce Committee for the bill, the Save College Sports Act, that Ted Cruz, a Republican Texas, Maria Cantwell, Democrat Washington, are co-sponsoring, and a markup so boring that they really don't even put it on C-SPAN,
right.
And that they go through and they offer amendments and this or that. And Wally had a spectacular column.
He did.
It was really good in that he broke down the aspects of what's going on and where it's headed. Bill's been voted out of committee. It'll be voted on the Senate floor sometime in July, depending upon when the majority leader puts it on the calendar. But they will pass that. That bill will pass out of the U.S. Senate before we start preseason drills in Fayetteville. And the big part is several aspects to it. One is, from a transfer standpoint, you get one free one,
love
and that's it.
Love it.
You get one, which I think really then makes kids have to focus in a lot more than just where's the paycheck. It's a big
deal.
What?
And I think that's good for them, just based on your statement, gets them to focus in. The operative word there is focus, so they can focus on doing what they need to do. Now, we're all agreeing that they should make money, yada, yada, words, words, words. But to focus, and the one time, I think everybody, the majority should agree on that.
So just then rapid fire very quickly. Some other points. It gives the NCAA some limited antitrust exemptions, which that's just the key trigger now for being able to implement a rule that will withstand a federal court challenge. As we see Brandon Sorsby et al., you can pretty much beat the N. I mean, Perry Mason couldn't defend the NCAA anymore. Mm-mm. So that's Hamilton Berger would win big time, you know. But
Hamilton Berger.
So there's that. It reorganizes the NIL collectives. It puts them under a lot more scrutiny so that you really can't have a collective anymore. The revenue sharing that the universities pay tends to be what the money's going to be, unless it's a genuine name, image, and likeness deal if you work for a car dealership or things like that, which is what I think we'll start to see a lot more of.
That's what it was supposed to be from the very beginning.
Exactly. And then lastly, now, if your coach leaves, you get to transfer for free after that, okay, all of those things. The big sticking point, though, becomes the money for television. And there's a component of the bill that was not amended out that stayed in, and not surprising because Cruz is the chair of the committee, Cantwell is the ranking member, shocker of shockers, it passed pretty much intact onto the Senate floor. But that is, it forces schools that opt in to pool their rights to negotiate new TV deals. Well, SEC, Big Ten, Notre Dame don't want to do that because they've already negotiated huge deals. These other conferences, ACC, Big 12, and then a number of the other Power Four or the non-Power Four conferences, clearly they want to do it. Some of that is driven in part, large part, by private equity. So when Arkansas plays Utah this year, I think we've discussed this a little bit. Utah is no longer a nonprofit aspect of the University of Utah, Utah Athletics. Legislature voted. They are now a for-profit entity. Mm-hmm. Lo and behold, the biggest contributor to that for-profit entity that owns them, they don't own the majority, but is a private equity fund out of New York. And so the first way you can improve a value for something you've invested a lot of money in, and that's what private equity does, is you go in and you renegotiate a TV deal. And it's a lot easier if you're Utah to barnacle on to Michigan, Ohio State, Penn State, Alabama, Georgia, Texas. It's a lot easier to be a part of that big collective deal than it is to try to regionally broadcast and squeeze some more money out of that. So that's why you see Greg Sankey, I think, and some others have some real concern over that, because you are, in effect, sort of diluting the power of the SEC, Big Ten, Notre Dame to drag everybody else into the boat. And well, that's and what's driving that.
It said the piece warned the SEC and the Big Ten are pushing toward a 24-36 team football-only super conference. Football-only super conference outside the NCAA control. And, it's, you know, for Arkansas fans, it says Arkansas, you know, is right there as we speak on that bubble with whatever $800 million that they may be a value to be on, like, number 24.
Yeah.
That might be right there on the edge.
So part of the bill that still remains intact, right, is a prohibition against doing exactly that. So I think what you see there is some jockeying by SEC, Big Ten, Notre Dame to say, hey, you want to keep this provision in the bill? Fine. We're just going to start our own league, and we'll see you in court. I think that's difficult to do because you can't create enough inventory of games to justify the big money that ESPN and CBS is paying for what they're paid for. You've got to have, you know, you've got to have 9 games on a Saturday. Yes, there are some exclusive windows, but you just can't say, okay, you know what, we're all just going to play each other over the course of 9 weeks now, 10 weeks, and then we'll have our own playoff and we'll do our own thing. And I don't think that works because you can't create enough volume.
But as much, Bill, as much as we say something needs to be done, is the final, and we always say, you know, when the government gets involved, it could be an, you know, now it could be a problem. Mm-hmm. Now they're going to get, but we're not going anywhere else. We have nowhere else to go. No one else is stepping up to do it. So they've got to step in. We've got to get Congress to step in to do something to change that thing. Is that good for football? Is that good for college sports?
Clearly, you can't continue on. I mean, another aspect of this bill is that it caps agent fees at 5%. Now you've got some shysters out there who truly are taking advantage of these kids, and you wake up and you go, oh, my NIL deal for $75,000, I only get $500, and you get the other.
Yeah.
So there's elements of that.
Sure.
There need to be rules. Because we're in an arms race a couple of ways. One, you know, Ohio State, Michigan, Texas. If it's 40, it's going to be 60. If it's 60, then Arkansas, we're squeezing, and and it's never going to stop, because that's sort of the inherent nature of what we do. Mm-hmm. And then from a legislative standpoint, okay, Texas passes some laws to enhance, then we got to go pass. And that's why these kids don't pay state income tax on their NIL stuff. That's why, because we got to compete with Texas and Tennessee and Florida, and they don't pay. And so we pass a law that does that. And so
we're just chasing a tail. Is what it seems to me, because if we keep doing, because we're not on the same level as some of these other places. We're just not. I mean, when you look at, I mean, what teams from the SEC might not make it? I mean, you got to make the Mississippi State or some teams like that may not make it. And these are SEC teams.
Yeah. So if you're talking about, you know, sort of a super conference, this, first of all, 24, you can't do. I mean, again, it can't be, because it's not big enough to create a volume of product to justify spending that much money. ESPN buys, and they look at each game. I can't remember what I saw, but it was an Arkansas game last year that was more widely viewed than any regular season Major League Baseball game. Yankees at all, it doesn't matter. Uh-huh. So in other words, you know, so an average to below average team is going to draw big numbers in college football. Professional football, college football, they are separated from the pack in terms of eyeballs. And so you just can't have 36 teams, because at some point, I mean, and I know you look at the NFL model and you say, well, they just, but it that just doesn't work at the collegiate level. It really doesn't. And so you got to have, you know, you got to have 14, 16 teams in each conference and play, and then, now, could you get rid of the pay-to-play games, the Slippery Rock Techs, and, you know, all those? Yeah, but then you're really into a 12-game season that's...
every year we say we've got to get a hold of it, we've got to get a hold of it, we've got to get a hold of it. I mean, there are... But it just keeps growing arms. It just keeps branching out. Something keeps happening to where a team like Arkansas, we don't stand a chance. Because, but I mean, what's the one thing that we're doing? We're not making you pay state tax. You have to pay any income tax on your money. That's how we're competing. So we're not on the same. We're not on the same playing field with everybody else. Now, I'm not saying we have to be, because right now nobody's on the same playing field. It's a free for all. It's a boomer sooner. Go get your, you know, it's a land grab. Everybody do what they can do until there is some control. And I don't know if there's any control that can be done until you go, that's it. We're shutting down all athletics this year. No more athletics this year until we get a handle on this thing. I mean, I don't know how you can do it while it's a work in progress. I really don't.
I'll go even a step further. This is what's scary for the average fan. I know we're up against a break.
Go ahead.
The number one way, the most surefire, 100% spot-on way to grow television revenue is to take some games to a streaming service, which is, in my opinion, disastrous for the average college football fan.
Absolutely.
You just can't do it. And they're looking at, and Congress is examining the NFL's antitrust exemption right now because of that.
I don't know if you'd say average. I think more people, don't you think more? I don't know what the percentage of people that have cable or the ability to stream and watch more games than just an aerial antenna. So I mean, when you say it's going to hurt somebody, I mean,
if you've got to buy five streaming services to watch a college football season, along with ESPN, and that starts to get,
you know what? Then it takes us back to when you were watching Mannix. You watched the game that was on, and that was it.
Yeah.
you had to watch what was on. You had Notre Dame and whatever else, you know, and the Cowboys or Ohio State or whoever the game of the week was. They chose that for us.
Yeah.
I know it seems archaic, but who knows? Maybe stepping back like that is the only way.
Not going to happen.
I didn't say it would.
We're not going to go back.
Well, you can't. I know that. But until you, I just don't know how you stop it. You just can't stop it. And everybody be satisfied. And that goes from fans to universities.
True.
You just agreeing with me.
I am. We're up against a break.
Yeah. We're going to go. See you in a minute. We'll be right back.
FanDuel, in partnership with Oaklawn Sports, is now available right here in the state of Arkansas. And on the biggest soccer stage in the world this summer, FanDuel, in partnership with Oaklawn Sports, is changing the soccer game with a feature built for soccer fans. Because sometimes your player gets subbed off and your bet goes with them. It can happen at any moment. 1 minute, they're on the pitch creating chances, and the next, they're heading to the bench. Well, not anymore with FanDuel Super Sub. If your soccer player is subbed out, your bet stays in. That's right. When your player leaves the match, your bet automatically continues on with a substitute player. So whether the action happens early, late, or deep into stoppage time, you're still in it until the final whistle. Visit FanDuel.com/Arkansas to get started now. FanDuel, in partnership with Oaklawn Sports. Let there be goals this summer on FanDuel. Must be 21 plus and present in Arkansas. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Johnston's Home Center presents Bubba Carpenter when he gets in the zone with Justin and DJ each week. Outdoor supplies, mowers, appliances, and much more can all be found at Johnston's Home Center. Johnston's Home Center in Benton, your one-stop shop. If they don't have it, you probably don't need it.
You asked for a premium boat at an accessible price, and Trader Bill's Outdoor Sports delivered. Introducing the new Vexus Defender, starting at under $32,000. Unlike other brands, the Defender boasts an all-welded, high-performance hull, hydraulic steering, and custom fiberglass components that give you a stronger, smoother, and drier ride. For 42 years, our award-winning family business has put sportsmen first. Experience the difference at Trader Bill's Outdoor Sports at Hot Springs or Little Rock location or on the web at TraderBills.com.
It's the win-win that leads to a grin-grin. You get a family membership to the Little Rock Racquet Club or Athletic Club. You get in shape. They get in the pool. And boy, do they have pools. Your Little Rock Racquet or Athletic Club. People will witness the fitness.
Sure, there's plenty of places that you can get your fireworks for your July 4th America 250 celebration. But there's only one Torpedo Joe's Fireworks Superstore, carrying the largest selection in Central Arkansas from those huge commercial show quality cakes and artillery shells to sparklers and snakes for the kids. Torpedo Joe's has everything. Family owned and can answer all your questions, and they even provide shopping carts for your convenience. And it's air conditioned. Torpedo Joe's Fireworks Superstore, just 3.5 miles west on Colonel Glenn past Top Golf.
Hey, it's Christian Weaver. Real quick, don't let joint pain ruin your summer. Seriously, if your knees hurt every time you get up, your back aches after 10 minutes outside, or your shoulders are keeping you from golfing, swimming, gardening, or whatever you love doing this time of year, you need to check out QC Kinetics. If you've got joint pain, you need to know about the nation's leader in regenerative medicine. Best of all, they're right here in Little Rock. Their treatments target the source of your joint pain so you can get real relief without surgery, without pain pills, and without a long recovery. And right now, they're offering free pain evaluations. It's super easy. You sit down with a medical professional, talk through your pain, and find out if you're a candidate for treatment. Just call 501-393-1159. They've already helped more than 46,000 people get back to enjoying life again. And now it's your turn. Summer's too short to spend it hurting. Get your free pain evaluation by calling QC Kinetics today, 501-393-1159. That's 501-393-1159.
Chevy trucks have you covered when the road takes you from smooth sailing to Chevy Colorado will eat up some of the toughest terrains with 5 available drive modes. And Silverado and Silverado HD have the muscle to take you out for some serious with multiple engine options and impressive towing. Well, Silverado EV is the perfect combo of performance and capability.
Nice.
Making it a snap to hitch up this electric truck and hit the road. Wherever the road leads, Chevy trucks are right there with you. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Tune in every Friday morning to hear Danny West from HogSports.com on Morning Mayhem. Brought to you by HJ Trailer Sales. They've got truck beds and utility trailers for every type of job and a service facility for maintenance and repair. Local folks with great products. Visit them online at HJTrailerSales.com or in person at 808 Albert Pike in Hot Springs.
This is Quinn Grovey, and you're listening to Morning Mayhem on 103.7 The Buzz.
Christian, why are you playing that?
It's in the rotation.
It is, okay. I didn't realize it. Okay. I didn't know if there was something was said. I didn't know if something was said or not. I did not know that. It is just a few minutes before 9 o'clock, Bill. It's been a fast hour.
Thank you very much for letting me on this hour.
Dude, thanks for coming in and hanging out with
us. Thanks to the Chevy dealers, too.
Please thank them.
Fine folks there. Get you one of those Silverados. That's the way to go. Big man.
Who's texting you?
I can't say.
Okay, very good. Listen.
I can't say.
We appreciate you being out there. Thanks. David Basil's down in Alabama. It is the college awards ceremony that's going on down there. He and Jeff Hildebrand are down that way. Baz will be back tomorrow. It's a Monday. Yes, the two greatest words in all of sport.
Game 7.
Game 3.
Oh, game 3. Yeah. That's right. Yeah, game 3 today.
Game 3 today. 6
o'clock. De facto
today.
Game 7.
De facto, so, yeah.
And
yeah,
Dr. Paul Burton has just walked in the building. He has brought some of his own personal cherry tomatoes and tomatoes and jalapenos for me.
Well, how about that?
I'll be getting some of those, and I will share them. But we've got that going on, got the World Cup going on. We play Turkey on Thursday.
Those Turkey-ays.
Now, I'm trying to watch it. Now, if I have not gotten into soccer. I mean, but when you look at the all over North America, where you see soccer coming in the places here in America where they're going crazy, that's fantastic. I don't have the passion for soccer that a lot of others have. I don't think it's passed me by. I just haven't had an interest in it yet. And if I had grandchildren or children that were playing it, I might know it a little bit more. You know, just like... Say, and I use RJ as an example, being the softball coach that he is for his daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Had he not had a daughter, who knows if he would be a softball enthusiast as he is right now. He may be more of a baseball with a son. But because of that, he got into softball, and because of what we did with NIL as well with the University of Arkansas, we as a show got into softball for the University of Arkansas and loved it. I don't know, maybe. How many more games before we get down to scrotum cutting time for the USA?
Well, these are the last, these coming up games against Turkey A is the last of the group stage.
We go to Turkey A, we beat Turkey A, and then what happens?
Knockout
stage.
So then it's...
Knockout!
Then it's nut cutting time.
Body blow. Yeah. Okay, so that's what it is. So that's where we go. And have you checked the Oakland Sports app for the odds in the Turkey A game?
I haven't. I would imagine we're favored.
Okay, we are?
I would think so.
It's meaningless.
It's meaningless, yeah. We have nothing to play for. They have nothing to play for.
Okay, it's the game's meaningless?
Yes.
Yeah.
Why is it meaningless?
We've already won the group.
We've already advanced.
Oh, so we're going anyway.
Yeah, we're in.
So this is just a baby crap game.
Yeah, yes. And Turkey A is already eliminated.
Okay. Bill, are you in on that?
Enjoy it.
That's layman terms.
Yes.
We're throwing in layman terms. We appreciate you very much, Bill. You can enjoy Bill Vickery every Sunday. On the Sunday Buzz with Bill Vickery and Todd Pierce every Sunday. And we do enjoy it. And we appreciate you being here today, Bill.
Thank you.
Thank you, everybody. 9 o'clock. We'll be right back. Pat Bradley and Graffiti.
With many convenience and grocery stores moving to mostly self-checkout these days, nowhere is it easier to shop than at your local Family Market. Because at Family Market, you're still greeted by friendly staff who provide the very best in customer service, ringing you up, bagging all your items, and making your shopping